When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello and welcome to episode 125, Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet. My name is Alex.
I'm Christine, and we're now at my house.
Yes, we're recording together with Gio in the room.
We got new equipment that lets us record in the same room.
It's like a little studio setup.
It's a technologically advanced situation. I have Gatorade and a candle, and Gio is our studio dog, and things are looking up.
Yep. Now no more excuses of any audio issues happen, huh?
I sure don't think so, but we might try. Anyway, today we're covering pasties, which are a thing.
Yeah, there's no way I'm gonna say that right this whole time. As I was reading them,
yeah,
I was like, in my head I kept saying pasties.
It's really confusing. And in this week's And That's Why You Drink episode, one of the words I had to read was pasty. Like, the last thing this guy ate was a pasty.
Oh, really?
And I was like, I don't think I've ever said that. I don't think I've ever said that in either podcast. And thank God I found out before how to pronounce it, because I certainly wouldn't have said it right. So I felt really smart.
Christina, yeah, you were really smart. Uh-huh.
So also, I wanted to say, I searched our inbox to see what was going on in there. And apparently, Emma and Rachel also highly suggested we do pasty reviews like years ago. So,
oh, well,
it's just one of those things where a lot of people suggested it and we just picked one of give the credit to.
Specifically, Devin.
Yeah, Devin.
So thank you, Devin. Yeah, hopefully this helps with your homesickness, because it might actually help, because we might show you the negative side.
Actually, I don't think you're ever going to want to go back to Michigan. Exactly. So I'm sorry about that in advance, but none of you are ever going to want to return.
Oh my God, that bad? The ones that you found? Holy shit.
Trying to one-up your comment. Do you like our really relatable introduction that we just did? Because we don't usually do them, and I think we're getting better.
It feels weird recording in person. Like, it feels like a new thing to get used to.
Weirdly,
even though we used to do it this way, I'm totally thrown. Okay. But yeah, we're reading pasty reviews, which are, they're pastries, they're like of English origin, Cornish origin. They're similar to runza.
They are, they look like knishes or runzas or empanada. No, not empanadas, what's the other one?
Someone complained one looked too much like an empanada at one point.
For God's sake.
I don't know, they're like meat or veggie or potato filled.
Yeah, they do look like
pastry
empanadas.
Pastry pockets. Yeah. I don't say that, because I think our Michiganers are
Michiganders. They look like it. I'm sure they're totally different. Rachel told me in the email that, I think, or maybe Emma, that they were taken by minors. Did you know that?
What I read a review. Someone was complaining that some weren't like the ones that the miners use for lunchtime.
I mean, honestly.
This is already bizarre.
He's like, I finally got out of this mine and I went to go get another pasty, and they're nothing like the ones I ate in 1895. But yeah, so they used to be eaten by the miners, handheld food, yada, yada. Okay, anyway.
Should we just start reading some reviews?
Let's do it.
This first one is of a bakery in Ann Arbor, Michigan, mm-hmm. called Big City Small World. This is a review by Phil,
that's
one
what
star.
I call Ann Arbor, the big city.
I was like, should I make fun of Ann Arbor right now? Because that is not the biggest city I've been to. I guess once all the University of Michigan people show up, it's like,
Oy vey,
am I right? Did I tell you about that time I stayed at the University of Michigan and peed out the window? Did I mention that on the podcast?
I was like, did you tell me or did you tell everyone else? The answer is probably yes to both.
Okay.
I don't remember the peeing, though.
Oh, that's the most important part.
I know. I don't know why that would escape my memory.
My friend, who shall not be named because this is really weird and I probably shouldn't bleep that out. We went to a computer camp in Michigan, and yeah, the place was kind of run. It was over the summer and was run by, I assume, students at University of Michigan, but we were in high school, and so they were like power tripping or whatever. And like, turns out, like in hindsight, I'm like, they're probably just like 21 year olds goofing off. They wouldn't let us use the bathroom after like 8 p.m. and they were like, we're gonna patrol the halls, you're not allowed to leave your dorm room, you're not allowed to use the bathroom.
What the fuck?
And Simon and I, being like, I don't know, it was like
drinking
summer camp,
Red Bulls.
We literally drank a shit ton of Red Bulls. we survived on those, like peanut butter bars,
like
beef
Red
jerky,
Vines or
and
something.
Like Twizzlers, I think, yeah. And it was super hot, no AC. We just had like this portable fan we just like put in front of us, and we were like shirtless in our boxers watching like crime show. I forget
what
show,
this
but
clearly,
anyway.
But the peeing is something
well,
I don't remember.
We had to pee, of course, because of all the Red Bulls. So
can't you pee in a Red Bull can?
So we were like, what do we do? And we're like, okay, well, we're only on the second floor, not the first, like not the anything higher. And outside there's some bushes. So why don't we just kind of go over there and pee out the window? So that's what we did.
It's not the dumbest idea ever.
I mean, no one, I don't think anyone was down. I don't think there was any, like,
I think you would have found out really quickly if someone was down there, so I wouldn't
probably
worry.
Probably true. In hindsight, should we have done that? Probably not, but I don't know. That's my story.
It's
so,
called the Bad Boy Podcasting for a reason.
Exactly. I was a bad boy long before
just
we started the show.
High on Red Bull. Drunk on Red Bull.
Where were we? Okay,
we
I'm sorry.
We are at 0% of the show.
Okay, let's get to 1%.
All right.
With this review of Philip of Big City Small World, Ann Arbor, Michigan. I went here and I was looking at the scones, and I lightly touched the glass, and the lady working there yelled at me, "Get your filthy hands off there!" No joke, that's literally what she said.
She said filthy.
End of review.
Filthy.
Filthy. F-I-L-F-Y. No joke, Christina.
What?
No joke.
I wish there was a response where she's like, that's not at all what I said. I said filthy.
I called you filthy, sir.
I know how to speak English. Filthy is good, though. It's very good. Get your filthy paws off my silky drawer. Do you remember when I said that on the bus when I was in third grade and I didn't know what it meant?
Get your filthy paws off my silky drawer?
Drawers?
What? Who are you talking to?
Logan and Emily.
Okay. Well, it's like that time another friend who shall not be named was flipped off by somebody in a neighboring bus and said, that boy fingered me.
Alexander, I didn't know what a silky drawer meant. And
yeah,
do you know what that's from?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, it's from Grease.
Oh,
my favorite movie at the time.
No wonder. I was still, like, it's got to be. So I was gonna say, actually, I was gonna guess a Rat Race, just because I was like, I don't know, that's something we
because
quoted
a
lot.
That's the only other movie we watched.
But yeah, wow, that makes sense.
Anyway, Filthy is very good. Filthy doors. Okay, so. Let's see. I have a lot here too. This is a one-star review of a place called King Arthur's Pasties, and this is a one-star review by Tom. This place will make you want to go back to the Dark Ages, cobblestone streets, public executions, and shitty pies. King Arthur would behead the chef who made the pumpkin pie here. Do me lady a favor and do what Sir Lancelot did and betray this dump. End of review.
Okay, some things were a little shoehorned in there, and also
pumpkin
you
pie.
Really could have gotten away without, like, gotten away with not talking about public executions. Like, yeah, if that's your first thought.
That's the cobble cornerstone of this entire review is public executions. Gotta have a hook.
Yeah, I guess so. It did bring my attention in for the wrong reasons, though.
For all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, when I think terrible pasties, I think, oh, who can I kill because of this?
Who can I publicly execute?
publicly. Who can, yeah.
Oof. Just like the miners did back in the day.
I have some reviews of this one place called...
Oh, wait, there's one more line.
Oh, there's more?
There's one more line that was two enters down and I got confused. It just says 3 out of 10 stars. So...
What rating did they give it?
1 out of 5.
Oh.
So... Math not quite on.
Yeah,
point.
I was gonna. They rounded down, I guess.
No, I think they rounded up because.
Because they said one out of five
would be 2 out of 10, and yes. They gave it a 3 out of 10.
Well, okay, but they said 3 out of 10, rounded... but actually gave it a 2 out of 10.
Understood.
Yeah, so I'm saying they rounded down that way.
Yeah, I thought I was better at math for a minute there. Damn it.
I wouldn't think that
even
again.
Even to engineering camp, what was I thinking?
Engineering camp. It was a computer camp with we learned 3D modeling. And
you got bullied by C++. Other computer engineers.
No, we were all just a bunch of nerds. It was lots of fun, though. My next reviews are from Leto's Pasties. I don't know, Leto's Pasties?
I said Leto's in my head, which means nothing to anybody, but in
Jared
my head.
Jared Leto's Pasties. It's spelled L-E-H-T-O. And I was...
But Jared Leto's Pasties sounds like it could be quite a good drama on HBO.
I would watch that. Yeah, but the thing is, I was reading a lot of these, and I thought, you know what? I'm not even going to bother, because Michigan, I don't know what's wrong with you, but how you, these words, what are these, half of the words that you use for cities and locations? I had so much trouble, like, reading these, and I'm like, how would I even say that? Like, in the reviews.
Oh, a lot of the words, a lot of like the city cities, I didn't even put in, because I was like, this is a word that's French, but I guarantee you it's pronounced differently.
Should we acknowledge what we just did?
Yes.
Okay, we just changed some audio settings because we were...
I'm sorry, we screamed at you.
First time using this new equipment, and we did test it, but then turns out once we were in the heat of the moment, we get a little louder than our testing.
We were like testing 1, 2, 3, and then the screaming happened, and I said, why is everything red on every light? So I'm sorry about that. I think we've made it better. If not, we'll make it better next time, but we'll see.
Hopefully that was the last time we're making an excuse, even though I just said at the beginning of this episode, no more excuses. Okay.
That was a big mistake.
I know. I don't know why I said that. I don't either. I should always leave room for excuses. This is in St. Ignace, Michigan?
That's the one I cut out, Uxinner.
Ignaci.
Why would you keep that in there?
Ignaci.
It doesn't matter where it is, because now
Saint
we're just...
Ignace. What?
Just don't say it.
I'm going to say it.
Okay, well...
Because then, if they're in the... Someone, I just saw someone who said, does anybody else get excited when they mention your hometown?
Well, so, maybe they'll get excited when we say a place...
The one person in
does
Saint
anyone
Ignace.
Else get excited when they say them all wrong? No, Uxinner, no, they don't.
But... People love being smarter than other people. It's like when I see people misspell Cincinnati, I'm like, you idiot, I'm smarter than you. But it's only
that's exactly what we'd like people to think when they listen to our show.
Yeah, because then they like, what are you playing?
Looking to experience natural beauty and genuine peace and quiet, free of traffic jams and long lines? Then travel north across the Mackinac Bridge to St. Ignace.
Damn it. St. Ignace. I did throw that in there at some point in my guesses. St. Ignace. I don't know if that picked up, but yeah, she was playing a nice little promotional video. This is by Steely Dan. This is by Dan. Okay. 1 star. The guy working there was an unfriendly, unwelcoming, unhelpful dolt with no manners and no social skills. He had a real problem giving out ketchup, napkins, and forks. You'd think we had asked for caviar. The pasties were fine, but from now on, I will stick to my favorites.
Caviar.
My favorites, like the caviar ketchup pasties and caviar. Down the road. I was just wanting to try the place I always see, heading toward the Mackinac Bridge. Huge disappointment. I've heard great things, so maybe it was one guy having a bad day. No excuse, though. So here's your rating, Leto.
Oh, dear.
End of review.
Wow. Well, that's depressing. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I hope it was worth it to learn how to say St. Ignace. This is a review of a place called Superior Pasties. And I later saw that Caitlin had emailed these in as well. And this is a place that serves vegetarian pasties. Mm-hmm. But,
I had the same experience.
Did you find this exact place?
Yes.
We probably have the same reviews.
Really?
Yeah. Can you read what you have?
One starts with my mom.
Yeah, can you read that one?
You want me to read the whole thing right now?
Yeah.
This is by Corvid, one star. My mom and I tried to get vegetarian pasties here today, and the owner said that vegetarians should just stop breathing. When asked to clarify, he said it was his opinion that he is entitled to. Not sure what he was implying, but I won't be eating anything made here. Not safe. End of review.
Okay, here's a one-star review by Louise. I called today to order some vegetarian pasties for pickup. The man that answered was friendly. He asked if I was feeding an army. I then explained it was for my daughter, who was a vegetarian. He then stated that people who only eat vegetables should stop breathing. After thinking about his comments, I called back to cancel my order. He said that I had a right to my opinion just like he does. I told him that thinking vegetarians should stop breathing isn't an opinion, that it's hateful. We had a bit of a heated discussion and I ended the call. I would rethink getting food from this place. It probably tastes like hate and bigotry. I wish I could give this place 0 stars. So when you said my daughter, I was like, or my mom, yeah, I was like, this is like, a
you got the matching
hand
review
hand.
For the
But
for
I
the
love
mom.
That the mom goes to Yelp Classic, yeah. And then the younger person goes to Google
reviews.
Classic.
Funny. Oh my god.
So anyway, that's what I found.
Well, we found the duo. Isn't that wild though?
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine. Well, then why serve vegetarian?
I know that those are 2 reviews and they're by 2 different people, but I have one more. From this place.
Me too.
Oh, good. It's probably the same one again, which I don't know why they're doubling up, but 1 star by Cece. Tried to get some pasties for my birthday dinner, but the employee's response to my request for vegetarian ones was that vegetarians should stop breathing. Okay, buddy, no thanks. End of review. Like, why do you keep saying that?
I don't know.
Stop breathing. That's like quite an aggressive.
It's very, yeah, it's a little severe.
It's a little severe.
And I like how this person that I had was like, I'm not sure what they're implying. It's like,
I am.
They're being pretty, I think they're pretty clear about what they think, which is, yeah, bizarre.
Well, somebody else said, yeah, he also started, he was also a bigot toward Indian folks.
I have another review.
Oh, maybe that's the same one. Why are they all
doubling?
No,
this is a long one.
Okay, go ahead.
But it mentions that.
Okay.
And I know where that's coming from. This is a pretty long one, but yeah, it's of superior pasties. Avoid if you enjoy good service. The moment we walked in, the guy behind the counter asked us if we were lost. I think he did it to come off as funny, but it wasn't funny, it was rude. We decided to brush it off and order since we were already there and we took the joke. While we were ordering, my vegetarian friends asked him a couple of questions, to which he responded, "Just eat meat, don't be weirdos."
This sounds like the fifth grade like cafeteria. Like,
yeah, like
don't be a weirdo.
What is this?
Stop breathing.
This
you
person
weirdo?
Must have had some weird fucking experiences in their life.
He must have had an experience.
And
or
I can't imagine a single experience that would like warrant this, elicit this response. Like, unless his whole family was kidnapped by like specifically vegetarians
<PETA. laughs>
for those reasons too. But anyway. When he said that, my mouth completely dropped. Not only was his comment completely out of place, but also, if you offer a vegetarian option, the customer is entitled to ask about it. My friend took it well and answered, "I am weird." The man didn't say anything about his preferences after that. At that moment, I wanted to run away from that place. We got our food and were eating when we heard the guy arguing with and insulting the cook. I don't know if this is how normal interactions go in this place, but arguing in front of customers is not the way to go. My friend wanted to intervene, but I said it would be better for us to not escalate the situation. As for the food, it was nothing extraordinary. Honestly, frozen Hot Pockets are better than this. I ordered the superior chicken, the chicken wasn't tender, the flavors were missing, and the crust was just okay. Overall, the quality of the food wasn't worth having to interact with this person, as he completely ruined my appetite. When we were leaving, the guy started to imitate a thick Indian accent. I don't know if he meant it as a joke or if he was just ignorant and insensitive. It was as if every time the man opened...
It can be both.
Yeah, it can be all of the above. I think even if it is a joke, it is still
definitely if it's
ignorant
a joke.
And insensitive.
Yeah, definitely if it's a joke.
It was as if every time the man opened his mouth, it was to say something worse. The guy did give us complimentary salad and only charged us $5 each, but I wouldn't return to this place even if he offered me free food. If you want to have a good time, then you're better off skipping this place.
Holy cannoli. I mean, I gotta say, if you're gonna be an asshole about vegetarian food, make your meat taste good, right? Like, if you're gonna be like, oh, nobody here eats vegetables, then, like, don't make your chicken shitty.
Yeah.
Like, at least make your food good. I mean, I understand. Okay, I don't understand. But if this were a place called, like, meatlovers.com, the bakery, then maybe it would make sense to be like, get out of here.
Yeah.
This is obviously for, I don't know, non-vegetarians. But if you, yeah, like, if you're literally offering on your menu a vegetarian option, that's, like, the weirdest thing to get angry about. What do you expect? Yeah, so that actually was not the one that I had read, but there was a different one that was like, man, he was really racist toward Indians and Caucasians. And I was like, wait. So he's racist toward Indians, Caucasians, another ethnic group. I don't remember, like, something very specific.
Oh my god, okay, like, that's the thing we say is when these reviews are specific, usually it's like,
yeah, there's something, a reason. Yeah, like
they're the general vague ones are usually the ones we make fun
and then
of,
they but... threw Caucasian there, and then they said, I don't really know what his background is, but like, clearly he doesn't really like anybody. Yeah, so yeah. It was just odd. So
unless you eat meat, apparently. I don't know.
I don't know. He's also serving shitty chicken, so true. It doesn't seem like he cares that much about them anyway. All right, so this is a review by Dante. And actually, this one was sent in by Glory and Nina, which tells you that if multiple people stumbled upon this, it is a doozy. And it is. It's a 2-star review by Dante. Cadillac is about as quaint as a decrepit strip mall. One need only look around at the career degenerates on disability. Having said that, this was my first true rural middle America experience. I came into this establishment the second time in one day. Obviously not one to blend into the locals, trailer meth lab entrepreneurs, child molesting uncles, or anyone who married his sister. The woman behind the counter, who could very well have been my age, but the hard life she endured was well written between the cracks of her stoic expressions. Also, these are all,
what,
like,
the fuck?
None of these are even sentences, so I know he's trying to be, like, the next Hemingway, or I don't know. I don't want to insult Hemingway that poorly, but
he's trying
his hand at something, and he's
really
not.
Really shouldn't.
He forgot what, he's not using verbs, so it's, there's, like, it's one step missing, but anyway. This is one paragraph. The woman behind the counter, who could very well have been my age, but the hard life she endured was well written between the cracks of her stoic expressions, period. Next paragraph. She bluntly inquired about me returning to the bakery. My response was jovial, and that these delicious delectables were not only for me, but to be shared, not to be confused with a glutton. Her guttural response was that of, it's a security measure, that's all. Ha 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 ha, okay. Please tell me what security measure revolves around asking if I came again and without checking ID or signature to match. Perhaps there are a light caramel/brown entourage of ninjas stealing credit cards for $1.25 pastries. I was dumbfounded and without response. My faith prohibits me from arguing with people whom offend my senses. End of review. I hope he said that to the lady, so she was like, what?
Yeah, that's because that's my reaction right now. How would you even react to that?
What? I mean, you know, the first 6 paragraphs are entirely offensive and horrid, and then...
And then talks about their faith.
Yeah.
My faith allows me to say whatever I want on Yelp.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Just not to your face.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no. Oh, my gosh.
Don't get it twisted.
The cracks in the...
in her stoic expression. I mean, I feel like if somebody came into the bakery twice, you'd be like, oh, you're back?
Yeah, I know. I'm very confused about, like, where the problem was here.
Well, but it is weird that she said it's a security measure, which
is,
that's
like, true.
Well, okay. I forgot about that part. She's like, no, is it?
You know what? I have no idea.
I don't either. This whole thing was, like, very confounding to me. But my faith doesn't really let me, you know, elaborate
anymore.
That's the
anymore.
Problem.
That's
it
the
is
problem
a problem.
We have. Our faith is keeping us down.
Faith is always the problem.
What else is new? My next one is another of Lado's pasties. This is by Jean, 2 stars. The food was good, but no bathroom, no eating area, unless you count 3 picnic tables. The lady told me to go to the bathroom a mile down the road at a public park. Not impressed. End of review.
Mile down the road.
Literally, like, there's no eating area, unless you count the 3 picnic tables. Unless you count the
Oh, so there's not even an indoor seating. It's like...
Yeah, but they said there's no eating area. They didn't say anything about indoors, and then they're like, there's no eating area unless you count the three picnic tables.
Oh, I thought they were saying... Oh, right. But, I mean, I take that to mean, like, of course there's not a bathroom if there's no indoor seating area.
I mean,
area.
The only seating is those three picnic tables.
And the toilet. But no, there's no toilet either.
No,
so.
You can't sit on that toilet.
Damn.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I once heard the story about this kid who, like, also wasn't allowed to use a bathroom and had to, like, piss all over some bushes.
Yeah.
Weird. At University of Michigan, which, yeah. by the way, like...
Actually, and on some picnic tables that happened to be next to it. Next to the bushes.
There were people eating some weird kind of minor food down there.
It was actually like 2 p.m. They were just really high on Red Bull.
Sick. Degenerates. Yeah. Okay. So all I have left are redemptions, but like, you know, my kind of redemptions.
Oh, great.
Not necessarily redemptions. So some of them are good, but not all. So for context, I want to tell you that there's a company called, I think it's Crist, K-R-I-S-T. Crist Oil Co., which are independently owned gas stations and convenience stores in the Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota areas. It's just for context of this review.
Okay.
So this is a 5-star view of the pasty corner, sort of. 5 stars by Bob. Best pasty I've ever had by far. If you come to Upper Michigan, gas up first. Sadly, Crist Oil has refused to follow mask laws and is a dangerous place to buy gas. If you get gas at Crist, you will be greeted by a COVID smoker cough attendant with no mask on. I have an SOS for you. Save our seniors! Boycott Crist. No mask equals no cash. Screenshot this and share on Facebook if you think old people are worth saving.
Okay, Christina, you gotta send me that, because if I don't screenshot it, I'm gonna get in big trouble.
I shared it on Facebook.
Good, because people aren't... Oh, you did? Okay, because people
I actually
are not
deleted your
believe.
Instagram photo of Monty. I was like, it's not trying to cover up the real news, which is SOS, save our seniors.
Save our
also,
seniors.
Also, I don't think the seniors would love that you're just saying, hey, do you think old people are worth it? Share this on Facebook. I mean, geez. But also that, I'm assuming he goes on... literally and finds the worst segue, like, oh, if you go to the store, if you go to Kroger, you should probably get gas first. Speaking of gas,
they found a way to put that in there. Good information. I agree with them. I think it's great that they're trying to get that word out. But on a review about pasty corner is probably like, what the fuck, we got nothing to do
with at least
Crist.
I got a 5-star, but it was listed under not recommended,
not yeah, because they fucking like threw another company
not
under
helpful.
The bus while reviewing it.
not helpful.
I've got another one of Leto's. This is a 5-star review though. This is by Paula. Best pasties I have ever had. Actually, first time trying them. So delicious! Gravy was outstanding. Lord, these are good. If they don't have rutabaga in them, don't bother getting them. These guys put rutabaga in them. Nummy nummy!
Okay, I like this person for 4 seconds, and now
oh.
I don't.
Oh, I still like them.
The moment I heard nummy nummy, I was nummy, really nummy. Off. I jumped off ship. So these are the first pasties I've ever had.
Yeah, then that elicited this sort of response. I mean,
yes, but to say, don't bother ordering a pasty without rutabaga.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Also, this is the best pasty I've ever had. Anyway, I've never tried these before, with or without rutabaga.
Because I did read a lot about how rutabaga, it's like you can't have a veggie pasty without rutabaga. So they probably like. Told
I'm
them
sure,
that, and they were like, okay, let me put that in my
I'm
Google
sure the
review.
Person they were visiting in Upper Michigan was like, you gotta get rutabaga. Yeah,
a youper.
The youper, yeah.
Y-O-O-P-E-R, I think is what they call
youper.
Them.
That's what one of these folks... Oh, here we go. Madeline sent reviews of... I believe it's pronounced Jean K's, but I don't... Jean K's? J-E-A-N? I don't know. Which they say are the best pasty... Nope. Crap, Madeline. I'm sorry.
You're trying to mess it up.
Michigan
it was bound to happen.
Michigan's making this so difficult.
Yeah,
okay.
True. And also, it's so close to pastry. I know it's not a Michigan term originally. It's so close to pastry. Pastry.
It is. It's so confusing.
It's like really confusing. So you want to say pasty, so it's pasty because it's close to pastry, but then you...
Madeline sent reviews of Jean or Jean K's. Maybe it's Jen. I don't fucking know. And said they are the
Jeanne,
best.
Potentially.
Jeanne. Which they say are the best pasties in the Youp.
The Youp.
The Youp. That's one way to put it.
I think that's the only way
that's
to put
it. That's the only way to put it, and I'm never changing it. And this is a review of, I'm going to call them JKs because I don't know how to say
it. Do it.
This is a 4-star review by Pocahontas Ref, which I texted you to say, do you have a review by this person?
I did not even, it did
except
not
I didn't say, do you have a review in. By this person? I just said Pocahontas Ref.
And I said, excuse me? Because I had no idea what she was talking about.
Of course not.
And even though we had just, I just told her, oh, text me any names that you come across to make sure we don't get the same reviews. And then that's the next thing I hear. And I still didn't sink in what she was talking
about.
Well,
he had just gotten his second COVID vaccine. He probably thought the nanobots were like entering his brain matter.
I still think that's the case.
I think that might actually be what's happening. So this is a 4-star review by Pocahontas Ref. This is sort of a redemption. The crust is amazing. 5 stars. Pasty size was great. I took away 1 star because it just lacked the flavor I'm looking for. Sad face. I want that old school flavor that my childhood best friend Jane's mom used to make.
Fucking call Jane's mom up.
I'm sure she has. There's no doubt in my mind she has. I want that old school flavor that my childhood best friend Jane's mom used to make. The flavors bursted out at you. The raw mix smelled so good you could have eaten it raw, lol. And so far, today's pasties have lost the spice and seasoning factor and replaced it with a milder, blander version. But to date, for the price, this is where you want to go to get the best bang for your buck. End of review.
Here's the thing.
Long live Jane's mom.
Long live Jane's mom. That's the number one.
She actually fed all the miners in 1895. That's the only reason her recipe is the original and only one.
The only one that matters.
The only one. Besides that other lady's grandma, who also decided that her grandma's was the only one that matters.
And besides all of the other reviewers who said shit like that.
And their grandmas. There
were many
right.
of them.
Yeah.
There were so many of those people. Like, they aren't like they used to be. First of all, y'all, taste buds change. So who, like, if it tastes different to you when you're older,
fun fact,
it's don't blame these businesses. And yeah, why would they have your mom's recipe? Why would they, let alone your Jane's mom's?
Can you imagine? Like, it would not surprise me one tiny bit if Pocahontas, that's a whole nother story, went into this place and said, do you have Jane's mom's recipe? Because that's actually what I'm looking for. As if anyone's supposed to know what that means.
It's so specific. But
there's not even ingredients
no
listed.
One can live up to those kinds of expectations. No. They have to taste like my childhood best friend's mom's pasties.
What a
like.
Wild thing to
but
expect
they
from
gave
a restaurant.
4 stars. So, like, I can't. Like,
yeah,
credit
next best
to them
thing.
For giving at least 4 stars, giving a positive review overall.
I just loved all the people who were like, there was one guy who was like, I'm a Cornish man living in Texas, so I tried to mail order these pasties from Michigan, but on the website it said they were made with ground beef, and then he lost his mind. He was like, that is not how you make an original corn. And I'm like, the whole point is that they're not the original.
Yes.
These are not Cornish, these are Jane's grandma's sister's recipe, and if you don't understand that, stop trying to mail order them to Texas.
So true, so true.
That's what I always say. The weather is getting warmer, finally, and if you're looking to spend this summer on any too sandy beaches, like I am, you're going to need to dress for the occasion.
Do you want to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune? With Quince, you can get a lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic year after year.
Okay, folks, Quince has got items like premium European linen dresses, they're beautiful, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
I freaking love Quince. I mean, my favorite thing happens to be a winter coat that I'm not really using anymore. But literally all my sheets, my pillowcases, my towels, and I got everything. I had just moved into my new apartment, and I got everything, and it is the best quality of anything. Like, I feel...
They're
too good.
No, they're like, really. That's what it feels like. You're getting some sort of like deal that you shouldn't be allowed to get. Like, that's how it feels because Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they will list sometimes the actual like well-known brands and how much they cost, and then like the comparable, you know, Quince price. It's really incredible. But they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices as well, which is very good to know and kind of reassuring.
Absolutely. But get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/beach2sandy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/beach2sandy to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I've got a review, so I think all of mine... No, I've got one more negative. Let's do the negative first. This is of Dauber's Pasties.
Oh, I saw that.
In Escanaba, Michigan. I don't know where these names come from, like, of these cities in Michigan, because you've got some that seem to be from, like, indigenous origins or mm-hmm. something, and then you've got, like, French.
Yeah, there's a lot of French.
And then you've got, like... Escanaba, like, I don't know what that is. Like,
oh, from
Spanish?
The,
I have no idea.
No, from the Ojibwa language, the indigenous language of North America, the Algonquian language family.
Cool.
Look at that.
Good to know. Educational.
I mean...
Oh, it's commonly shortened to Esky.
That's actually kind of cute, Esky.
Yeah, but it's located on Little Bay de Noc, D-E, and then N-O-C. Like, where... This is
I don't know.
So...
I mean, it reminds me of Wisconsin, where everything's kind of French, but not... Uh-huh. Yeah, we love you, Michigan. Don't
Michigan,
worry.
Yeah, nothing against
We're not
you
hating.
All. I'm just
We have towns
surprised.
Called Asheville and shit like that.
We just
not very
literally
exciting.
Take city other cities like we
yeah.
have a and then pronounce them wrong.
Correct.
Like other from other countries.
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. That's so, exactly right.
At least y'all seem to be original. Good for you all.
Good okay. for you.
Dauber's Escanaba. 2 stars by Betty. My husband and I got one breakfast pasty and split it between us because, even though it was 10 a.m., there was only one available for sale. They did offer us an unlimited amount of frozen ones, but for $6 a pop, no. We were just wanting to try them, anyway. What? I don't know what they're trying to say with this anyway. They just threw an anyway in there, but it's not like anyway and then continues. It's like, we were just
anyway.
Wanting to try them, comma, anyway.
Oh, because they're saying... We don't want unlimited. We just wanted to try them any. We just wanted to try them any.
Exactly. I know what they like. I think I know what they're trying to say. They're saying like, oh, we just wanted to try them. Like it didn't matter because we just wanted to try them.
Anyway.
The only thing good about this soggy mixture of egg? Question mark.
Oh god.
Potato? Question mark.
Oh god.
Mashed or question mark? Question mark? Question mark? And maybe a sprinkling of cheese and a smear of sausage flavoring was the crust. Confusing sentence, so I'm going to let
that
sink
in. I actually followed pretty well.
Does that make sense to you all? Okay, good. It made sense to me because I've read it like 10 times, but...
I mean, I get the thought process. Anyway.
Seriously, the filling was so smooth and soggy, it could be fed to a newborn. It would be nice to...
What? Wait. It's literally soggy so egg and yep. like yep. smears of meat filling. Don't feed that to anybody.
Especially not a newborn.
Gross.
It would be nice to be able to distinguish between some of the ingredients by the texture. Just my opinion. Maybe pasties are an acquired taste. So I tried choking down most of my portion.
After so I fed it to my newborn, I choked the rest down. Jesus.
I spit it up and gave it to my newborn like a
Gross.
Baby bird. But I ended up eating the outer crust, which was very good. Oh, and my husband, who basically eats anything with sausage in it, threw his portion in the garbage after one bite. Again, just my opinion. I just think the potential is there for a great meal. Too bad. End of review.
Oh my god, is this how this person behaves at a Thanksgiving meal? Like, hang on, I'm gonna choke this down, puke it up, my husband's gonna toss the food in the trash, but there's potential here.
Yeah, it
Aunt
seemed
Dorothy.
Weirdly, like, it was so negative, but there were some things in there that might have
but it was
come
like,
across as positive if the surrounding
but
sentences
weren't
so negative.
But in my mind that made
so
it so much worse, because it was like, just say you hate it.
Very condescending.
Yeah
no,
stop
agree.
It. What are you doing? Also, that was really gross.
It was also very gross.
All of that made me feel gross.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Okay, well, I have a 5-star review, and this is actually a normal redemption, but also kind of
wow.
weird. Oh. I know. So this is another one from Madeline, you know, of Dayoop fame. And this is a 5-star review by VK. So these are legitimately the best pasties in the world, and even if the owner and employees were total jerks, I would still be forced to go get veggie pasties because they're literally the best thing on the planet. That being said, the owner and his employees are the sweetest people ever. I came in one time with a migraine and desperately needed a pasty. The owner was there and it was clear that I was miserable. He was concerned and asked what was wrong. When I told him I had a migraine, he was genuinely concerned and insisted that the pasty was on the house. The man is a saint with a heart of gold. Go with the veggie pasty. It's got cream cheese and all sorts of amazing steamed veggies. It's incomparable to anything you've ever eaten. Another time, I was sick and lost my sense of taste because my nose was plugged, so the pasty was flavorless. I was so disappointed that I was actually reduced to tears. Not being able to taste that pasty was one of the worst things that's ever happened to me. It was on par with Beethoven going deaf and not being able to hear music anymore. Fortunately, it was only temporary, but that was a dark, dark day in Marquette.
Oh. Like, I love how it's like the entire city experienced this.
Not in my life. It was a dark day for the town because I walked around going, until everybody asked, what's wrong?
Everyone woke up and was like, today feels dark.
The clouds rolled in.
What's going on?
Oh my God.
I honestly forgot that it was a 5-star review. So once you mentioned like the migraine and this owner being nice, I was like, uh-oh. Where does it go wrong? Like, what? This seems so good. That's nice, but crying. I don't know.
I thought it was a joke, but then I like kind of reread it and I was like, I don't think he's even exaggerating. I think he literally was reduced to tears.
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed like they just really love it or expressing their love for it in their own way.
Listen, we all have bad days. I get it.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that they chose to get a pasty when they were
unable to taste.
I assume they already knew they didn't have taste.
I checked the date that this was written because I was like, lost their sense, but it was 2014. So hopefully it was not. Because if you walked in there and said, I can't taste anything.
You found the actual source.
Oh my God.
Through a Google review.
Patient zero.
Patient zero from 2014.
All those tears flooded the town of Marquette, and that's why Michigan is currently experiencing a surge.
But I
do love, like, fortunately it was just like when Beethoven went deaf, and also it was only temporary. But love that, like, clearly this person goes in there all the time with like a different fucking issue.
That is like one time I was sick. One time.
And the owner always knows when something's wrong. It's like, yeah, because there's never anything right. You always go in there with something's completely wrong.
Owner
and
tells
that's okay.
The employees, like, this person, we need to do whatever we can to keep
just,
them happy.
Like, just hand it over.
Yeah, just.
We don't need any complaints.
All right, I think I only have 5 stars. 2 more. This next one is of Marky Mark Pasty. God damn it. Marky Mark Pasties, spelled
Marky Mark's Pasties would go really
well
with Jared
Leto's.
Maybe
that's why I said it. Marquee, and then Marque.
I was wondering if you stumbled across that
one. Yes. They're in Clinton Township, Michigan. I assume close to Marquette based on the name, but I don't know. I'm not looking at a map, whatever. This is by Kevin. 5 stars. And there's a little bit of backstory. There was another reviewer who left a very long, rambling, very aggressive, all caps in many points, review. And the owner was like, please stop. This is ridiculous. These things are all not true. You keep going out of your way to like really try to write these negative reviews. And then they also said, also, people are coming into my store telling me they saw that negative review, thought it was funny, and then went to try it out. Yes. So the owner was like, thank you, kind of, for your review, because you've brought me business.
Like, I want you to delete it, but I don't want you to delete it.
Yeah, because it was a lot. And it wasn't that funny or interesting or even that unhinged. It was just like the fact they used all caps and were just throwing all these things out there and like being very specific about how that exit that they go on was changed, and they blame the pasty shop changing the highway exit. Oh, it's just wild. Anyway, so here's what Kevin has to say. 5 stars. Awesome food. I love them. It's my go-to place when in town. Excellent value. I never consider someone's opinion who does 100% negative reviews. It's generally caused by something lacking in their life, like personality. So they're calling out that reviewer, who apparently their other reviews are all negatives as well.
100%.
So this person gets it. I agree.
I think that counts as a personality, just negative, just 100% of the time negative reviews. It's a personality trait.
So that's what they think is lacking. And then the owner responded. Owner said, probably lacking in more than one category. End of response.
Wink, wink. You know what I mean.
The owner is fed up and is now responding to the responses from other people.
The owner has submitted this. Like, the owner submitted this to the local news and been like, "Can we do a fun little feature on my Yelp page or my Google page? Because I think this is worth a local report." Oh my god, that's wonderful. I love that he's bonding with people over a hater, you know? Right. All right, this is a 4-star review of by Marcus. And this is from TripAdvisor. It's a review of the Pasty Corner. 4 stars. How can you go wrong with a place Frank and Mike from American Pickers ate at?
Do you really want me to answer that? 'Cause...
No.
Okay.
Really? Their pictures are on the wall. Really, Alexander?
Really?
It's not filthy, but they're really, believe me, that their pictures are on the wall.
You're not joking, okay.
I'm not joking. This was our first time trying pasties, and judging by the locals that drove through the drive-up window and came inside for takeout, this is the place to get your pasties! End of review. I just loved them.
I love that.
The title is, The Guys from American Pickers Ate Here.
I mean, I don't know much about the background of that show, but I fucking love that show.
Do you?
I do love that show. Anytime I've watched it, it's so much fun.
You know what came on TV yesterday?
I'm always hesitant to like say I'm a fan of them because I have no idea about the people outside.
You and I are mostly fans of that show.
Yep.
The Fisher Show.
I know what you're thinking. Crab Mike Rose.
Legs?
Mike Rose Crab Leg Extravaganza.
Yeah. What's it called?
Deadliest Catch.
Thank you.
I just told you. Mike Rose...
The number of people who were like, as someone who watches Deadliest Catch for no reason whatsoever, when I heard that they didn't know what it was so confused as to how somebody couldn't know what it was. But American Pickers is fun. I also like, you know, it came on Storage Wars. And I was like,
Storage Wars.
I used to watch that all the time.
Oh, yeah. And then you get all the people saying, well, it's all fake and stuff. And these people are assholes in real life.
Duh.
First of all, the asshole thing is, duh. I mean, come on. They act like assholes on the show. And then also the fake thing is like, yeah. It's reality.
We
get it.
We get it. Stop ruining our lives.
That's how I react.
Good. So that's all I have for you. You have one more?
I do have one more. This is of the Pasty Shop. This is in Southgate, Michigan.
Okay.
Also, I just want to say, we didn't say where Superior Pasties is. It's in Livonia, Michigan.
Okay.
Livonia.
Beautiful.
Like,
I'm not, listen.
I'm sorry. I'm like,
I'm done attempting blown away to by understand these names.
Let them have it.
They don't have much else up there.
I know, but that's why I brought it up, though. Did you hear my insult? Well, they don't have much else there.
Yeah,
that's true. They have pasties, though. And I would eat a pasty.
I would, too.
But yeah, these people in Livonia?
Lenovia?
Livonia.
Oh, Lenovia is fun.
What's that?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, is that from, like, Princess Bride?
It sounds like...
Not Princess Bride. Sounds like...
Princess Diaries.
Princess Diaries. Anyway. So yeah, now if you live there, you get your little shout out. And if you live in Southgate, Michigan, you do too. This is of the pasty shop there.
Southgate, get a better name.
This is by Paula, 5 stars. So true, how boring. 5 stars by Paula. Audrey brought your pasties to the office, and they were delicious! End of review.
Audrey did it?
They
well, then you know
included
it's gotta
the full name, which I like.
So wait, maybe, really?
Yeah, I didn't want
to. Oh, you should have added a fake full name.
I'm sorry.
It's so much funnier.
I know.
Do it again.
Okay. Audrey Kornikova brought your pasties. Damn it!
I can't. Whoa!
Sorry. That's not how Paula would talk. I'm sorry. Audrey I don't know. Kornikova.
Kornikova?
I don't know, Christina. You put me on the spot.
Say,
I'm stressed.
Lewis.
Okay. Thank you. Audrey Lewis brought your pasties to the office and they were delicious. End of review.
No, because I think when it's the full name, it sounds like, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like a local, like, newscaster or somebody that, like, everybody in town knows.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why else would you use the full name?
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
I'm wondering if they use that to, like, make sure that next time Audrey showed up,
they get
Audrey
a promotion.
Got some sort of a promotion.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, Audrey was their boss and they were like, thanks, Audrey.
I assume this is, like, a coworker who,
oh,
like,
I see. So
Paula's coworker. who went and brought him in. So I'm wondering if they're like, maybe next time Audrey
pick
goes,
her business card for the free lunch.
Oh, yeah, true.
Pick
true.
Her business card.
True.
Now you know her full name.
Yeah, but then if that happens, then we'd know it's rigged.
Okay, off the air, can you tell me the name of the person? Audrey, yes. Whatever. Okay, Audrey is an attorney.
Oh, okay.
All right. And Audrey has 1 star on her Yelp page. So, yikes.
Well, Paula's not leaving any reviews for the boss, I guess.
Oopsies. Okay.
Colleague.
I'll leave that out.
Oh my gosh, wait. Paula has their own...
attorney office?
Yeah.
Maybe she's trying to get her in trouble.
Wow, weird.
Maybe they're competitors.
Maybe.
Oh my god, you know what? Maybe a local pasty shop has hired Audrey to be their representative, to be their attorney. And so now Paula's trying to slander her by throwing out like, oh, she loves this other pasty shop.
True,
you can't trust her to represent you.
True. And then use that as evidence. I love it.
I think that's exactly what's going
on. That's exactly what's happening, Christina.
How else would this make any sense?
You nailed it.
Thank you. Okay, that's all I've got.
And that's all I've got, which means it's time for my challenge, which was from Beckett, them. This was tough. The challenge was to find reviews where someone, like, admitted they were recording a performance illegally.
Uh-oh.
It was difficult. Okay. But I have some things. But not everyone actually admitted it. So, guilt, I don't know if all these people are
this
guilty.
This is the trial, and we're the judge and jury
and executioners.
Oh, public executioner.
Public. Okay, so this first one is of Diane of Shepherd's Beach Resort in Clearwater Beach, Florida. 2 stars. Great area. Terrible employees. This place is run by disrespectful people who don't know how to treat people spending their money at your establishment. We were kicked out for recording on a cell phone. The drinks had little to no alcohol in them. Hear many stories about the rude bouncers and bartenders drugging the drinks as well.
Oh.
Something is sketchy about this place. Won't be going back. End
of
review.
No.
Here's my thinking. No, I'm not saying they're wrong because I don't know the history and I didn't read any more reviews of this place. But if you actually know about drugging drinks and shit, why are you leaving a 2-star review? Like, if that shit were happening, call the police and also 1-star review.
Well, what are you going to say? I heard a rumor.
Okay, yeah, no. If you just heard it, then why are you also, like, I feel like this seems like, oh, they're mad that they got kicked out.
Yes, it's a retaliatory. But maybe that's what they can say they were recording. Trying to catch them in
true.
Action.
They did not seem...
I don't think that would have helped them, though. Like, I was just trying to record your bouncers drugging people.
Yeah.
You're still getting kicked out.
Yeah, I don't know. So, they recorded... illegally might be a strong word.
Do we know what the performance was?
No freaking clue.
Okay.
No idea.
I'm going to guess it was a...
some sort of like luau thing.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Some
Florida
like
beach resort.
Super not appropriate.
Not PC.
Not PC event kind of thing.
Potentially.
And they're like, we can't let this get out that we do this here.
Yeah. No recording allowed. This is secret.
This next one is of is a review of Brea Improv in Brea, California. 1 star. This is by Lionel.
Okay, if somebody were recording my improv show, I would call the authorities and be like, this is cannot happen.
Agreed.
You cannot release this anywhere.
Agreed. Except no, mine was pretty good, so never mind.
Yours was pretty
mine
good.
Should be just world famous by now.
Yeah, we
should
have put that on
recording.
HBO, but...
crap place. Awful and upsetting experience. Kicked out for recording the show. Phone in purse. I'm a 51-year-old lady just trying to take herself out for her birthday. Ridiculous. I was so shocked. I regret I didn't march back into the front row table I was at to ask for support. We'll see if I get an apology. I don't want a refund because I'm hoping Margaret gets most of it. Creepy big brother thing, and I'm not one to ever call that out. Friend said it. End of review.
What's happening? What does any of this mean?
I know. I think I get it, though.
Who's Margaret?
I assume Margaret is the performer or something. So that's why they're like, I didn't want a refund because I want to make sure that Margaret...
Because I'm sure all of my $10 go to the improv stars of the performance.
Yes.
Not...
exactly.
Who pay $500 for a class.
But maybe it was like a big name too. I don't know. It might... because
Improv Margaret. from TBS.
Oh my god. Okay. Oh, because I was going to check if Margaret Cho or something has been there. It's Margaret Cho.
It was.
Yeah, I just checked Margaret Cho at Improv Brea Margaret. Improv. Shut up. You Alexander, are not.
That's what I call
You
were her.
Not thinking that.
Did you actually know that I know Margaret Cho?
That you know Margaret Cho?
Yes.
What does that mean by you know?
Well, I worked at Fashion Police for a while. She was a host.
True.
And
that's
I
true.
Know her.
Drink order at Starbucks.
It's not Starbucks. It's actually Coffee Bean.
Coffee Bean.
And I wish that you would know that she and Juliana Rancic prefer Coffee Bean. So.
Yeah, well, guess what Diane Warren prefers?
What's that?
Coffee Bean.
Guess what Alexis did?
What? Oh, yes, I did know this.
She dropped Kris Jenner's omelet on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Alexis, I love
well,
you.
Well, it's Alexis's birthday tomorrow, so 2 days before this comes out. Happy birthday!
She lived to tell the tale. Girl, oh, no. That was the day that I spilled salsa all over my sweater and had to turn it inside out. And everybody there was like, why do you two work at Fashion Police? Like, what are you doing here?
Oh, no. So, yeah. So I assume they want Margaret to get the money, which I respect that. And then but also they were saying, like, if they had gone back to their table, the other people would have supported her.
I thought she was saying she wanted support, like, from the stage.
No,
like,
I think other people at the table.
Also, Margaret Cho, I think, has a new podcast out, just FYI, that I keep hearing about.
Cool, I didn't know that.
So, I think it's called The Margaret Cho. It's on Acast. And I keep hearing it because I'm re-listening to My Dad Wrote a Porno for the 85th time. And so, she has a show called The Margaret Cho, and this season is called Mortal Minority, and it examines the historical hate crimes that laid the groundwork for the recent onslaught of anti-Asian violence. So,
wow.
Very relevant, and I haven't listened to it yet, but it looks really good, so.
Yeah, love that. Go listen.
Maggie, I miss you.
I'm like, bye.
Improv Margaret, is that
Improv
what I call
Margaret,
her?
Yes. Improv Margaret, our good friend.
Margaret Cho would be like... Who is this person and why yeah. didn't we fire her sooner?
I'm friends by relation, right? Is that how that works?
1 degree of Kevin. Yeah. 1 degree of Margaret Cho.
That's our new podcast coming out.
Oh my God.
Anyway, as for the rest of what the rest meant, creepy big brother thing.
What is
and
that?
I'm not one to ever call that out. Friend said it. I assume what they mean is that their friend was like, it's kind of weird how they saw you. Like they were creeping.
Oh, they were
like,
watching you.
They were watching you while
Margaret
you were
Cho.
Watching the show. And the friend was like, that's some creepy big brother thing. Instead of thinking, oh, it's just a normal security measure.
They don't want you recording.
Because you can't record those shows.
Yeah.
So they enforce it.
Sure.
But they're like, I'm not one to say this, but
I don't
think
know what it means, but my friend said it, and I think it sounded very cool.
It has that same energy as people who say, like, oh, as I was
everyone else
was complaining about the same
thing.
The
other couple said the same thing happened to them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've got one more review and then a Reddit thread.
Oh,
so
fun.
Here's my last review. This is of the Warfield in San Francisco, a music venue. 1 star by Adam. All age venue. Saw a broken social scene and the Deftones. The BSS show was pretty good. Security didn't have a problem with cameras and the set was pretty long. When I went to the Deftones show, though, it seems like they were really, really strict about anyone doing recording. Security is more concerned about you using a shitty cell phone camera to record the set than they are about the 100-plus people smoking pot in the open. Yes, it's expected, so is moshing, but I think that they have trouble figuring out what their priorities are when it comes to securing anything. The Deftones put on a damn good show, no doubt. They always do. But it was such a buzzkill to have security shining a flashlight in my face when I'm just trying to take a picture or something. No, I'm not recording, and I'm having trouble getting a good shot, and it doesn't help that you're shining that flashlight in my face. Oh, if you plan on taking pictures, they tell you no flash, but you've got tons of people in the crowd using a flash to take pictures. If you buy tickets for any event here and you want a full experience, get floor tickets, not seat tickets. End of review.
Okay. Love that. I'm having trouble getting a good photo because the guy's shining a flashlight directly into my face. Why do you keep taking your phone out?
I don't
Just
know.
Put it away!
I don't know. Exactly. It's like, you're also complaining about, like, oh yeah, people like taking a shitty cell phone thing. Complaining about people smoking weed. Those people smoking weed are probably complaining about you and your phone
flash
being
photography.
Out. Like, come on. And also, I love how I was like, to secure the area. It's like, what, from stoners? Like, are you serious? They're just chilling. They're vibing. Meanwhile, you're like trying to get this good shot.
And
he's like hanging off the banister trying to get a good shot. He's climbing onto the stage and they're like, please,
pushing
sir.
Security aside he's to get good
actually
shots.
Standing on their shoulders and like nobody will let him just take a good photo. But it's actually pretty sad
stuff.
Yeah,
keep it secure though from people like that.
Oh my god.
Anyway,
if somebody were doing, I'm like, I've never been, you know, a performer, but if I've done a live show,
yeah,
technically, I guess as a performer, I just don't want people to zoom. We don't do photography because I'm like, don't fucking zoom in on me, yeah. Record me while, like, yeah. I don't know. It's just.
No, it makes sense.
I mean, also don't smoke pot, I guess, but I kind of care less about that because that's not my problem.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It doesn't interfere unless you're behaving, you know, ridiculously, but. Or setting off the fire alarm, which, yeah. You know, entirely possible. But
yeah, I mean, maybe I'm not condoning smoking pot in a theater.
No.
When other people are around.
The only, the only thing I would condone that usually happens is moshing, but that's to be expected at one of my performances.
True, yeah.
And like, you know.
Just don't take pictures while you're moshing.
No. That's dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. And don't take pictures of you, because you hop in, you hop off stage to join the moshing.
Mosh.
Yes.
Much like
so
P-wimps.
No one can take a picture while they're moshing, or take a picture of you moshing with the other moshers.
And that's actually the priorities we give to security. We say, this is your step-by-step protocol.
Yes, yeah.
For securing mm-hmm. the area.
Like a security hierarchy.
Hierarchy.
Of
hierarchy.
Oh!
Thank you.
Welcome. Okay, then I was like, you're really good at finding different forums and different threads. Yes, you find so many of those. And I thought, you know, let me look elsewhere. So I went on Reddit and I found from a year ago a post by WaterIce64 titled, in R movies, titled, Ever Caught Someone Recording in a Theater?
Oh my God, I thought you meant R-rated movies, but you mean like R/movies.
The subreddit. The movies subreddit.
Got it.
They say, title says it all. If you go to YouTube, you can see bootleg clips from the latest releases, all illegally recorded in theaters. I've seen people recording twice. The first time was when I saw Dark Tower at a discount theater. There was a dude in a hoodie recording it on his phone. The second was when I saw Endgame in IMAX at a matinee during the week, so it wasn't too busy.
The third time was when I saw Finding Dory and...
Since it was a 1:45 in the afternoon showing, it was largely the AARP crowd, one of which was two rows in front of me and recorded half the movie on
what?
His phone. Funny, right?
Damn.
And then someone, Bonobo Tickle Party,
sure,
responded and said, yes, and it was awful to watch. Was 2008 at a 4K screening of the remastered Blade Runner print on the Warner
really
Brothers lot in Burbank.
Stupid.
Because already you get that stupid. Set up and you're like, someone's recorded this shit?
Stupid, don't do that.
The theater at Warner's is actually in the backlot street set they filmed Blade Runner on, so it was an especially cool thing to get to go to. It was a benefit event for a guy who worked on the film who had brain cancer. So there was a panel beforehand with Ridley Scott, the actress who played Zora, Sid Mead,
holy
and the girl who played the sixth replicant,
crap.
But was cut out of the film, plus a couple others. Before it started, they were super, super clear that there was to be no filming of
how
the panel.
How stupid could you be?
So things kick off, packed theater, the house lights are up, and Ridley and co. were answering questions, and it was fascinating. Scott was grouchy as hell and loving it, giving shit back to the people in the audience and generally being a badass. Then, boom! Two huge security guards walk in and make their way to the middle of the audience. The whole event stops while they eject two Guy Fieri shirt-wearing fucking idiots with a camcorder.
A camcorder! Oh
my
god!
This is because of 2008. Who have to parade out of an entirely silent theater packed with hundreds of people in a moment of pure cringe that probably keeps them awake to this
day. I was
going to
say, it's going to keep me awake.
Although, if you have the audacity to bring a camcorder and then be told no filming and then still use said camcorder, you have no shame.
I thought you were going to say, if you had the audacity to wear a Guy Fieri shirt, but
oh, yeah, okay,
both of those combined is like next level.
Exactly. So that person, yeah.
Whoa. I forgot it was 2008. Camcorder.
Camcorder. Love that, right? That's like where you, like, a lot with these smartphones, people are like, oh, I wasn't recording. I was just taking a picture. Or I was just checking my tech because you do so many things.
My daughter
is sick. In this case, it's like
sick.
They literally have a camcorder. Yeah.
At that point, you have no excuse. I mean, do you think it was one of those ones mom used to have where it was like mini DVDs that you had to buy specifically for the Sony mini DVD-R camera? And like, now we just have a bunch of these mini DVDs that nobody knows what to do with.
Yeah, and you have to buy an extra thing just to convert them.
Yes. What a pain in the ass.
Here's one more. This actually gives a little context into working in at a movie theater with this stuff going on. So this is by Salsa Shark 81. I used to be a manager at a movie theater and would catch people all the time. We actually had a piracy hotline we could call when we caught individuals. One manager would be on the phone with the hotline, while another would be pulling the customer out of the theater and security confiscating the camera.
Oh my god.
There was usually a reward for individuals that caught and reported the theft. Some distributors would also send a thank you care package with movies and other swag.
Shut up!
End of response.
So, I'll be the fucking guinea pig.
Send me in there. I'll be a fucking narc.
I'll
narc the shit out of people if it means I get swag.
Well, you could just sit in a movie theater and like try to find people who are...
Oh, I assume... Oh, does... Is that what it's saying?
Oh, I don't know.
I wasn't sure if it was like of the people who worked at the theater.
Oh, I assume it's the people who work there. But I'm saying I would do the job if they want me to sit in a movie theater.
Got it.
And keep an eye out for some of these.
Like that would be your whole job, and then
senior
you get some
citizens
sweat.
With their camcorders.
The AARP crowd, you're right.
They are trouble. They are trouble. Are we allowed to say that Dad used to bring home bootleg DVDs from China?
Yeah, I feel like we've mentioned it before.
We have mentioned. Or no, CD-ROM. Well, both. He brought home.
Oh yeah, bootleg CD-ROMs too that were a little. Probably shouldn't have been installed.
It's fascinating
on computers.
That Dad used to have to buy a new desktop computer, which by the way, this was the 90s, they were not cheap, probably every 6 months. And now I'm like, well, yeah, we were putting these fucking bootleg
CD-ROMs.
And it was like Peter Pan, but it was like Polly Pan. Like it was like fake
knockoff Disney games.
And they like never worked. And it would make me so upset because they looked so fun.
Yeah.
Oh man.
The legit ones we had though, like Freddy Fish.
Oh yeah, all the good ones.
Fatty Bear
was good.
Good times.
But Dad would get like
the ones from Dad were.
It would be like Aladdin, but it would be like man with carpet that flies. And we were like that, and he'd be like, "No, this is Aladdin." And we were like, "Oh, okay." Thanks,
whatever
Daddy.
You say, Dad. Yeah.
Wow, there was some good stuff in there. But yeah, the DVDs. He had one of Titanic.
Titanic, like one of the Batmans, the one with Mr. Freeze. I forget. I always say
they
it,
weren't
but
even
I don't
like
know the full name.
I don't think they were even good, were they?
No, because it was the same quality.
It was literally a
camcorder in a movie theater quality. Because that's what they were.
They're not that expensive, are they? To buy Titanic?
I don't know. It's like, but then again, have I pirated movies? Of course I have.
Hotline?
I still
bootleg
watch
hotline?
Legal sports streams online.
I would
week.
Like my sports gift package swag sent to me. Immediately of all my swag.
Oh my god,
I've got him finally. It's taken all these years.
This is like the second time in the past month you've made a joke about how this whole thing this whole podcast was to catch me doing
center,
something.
It's multifaceted.
I've talked about peeing out a window when I shouldn't
have.
I'm like owning up to everything.
Put beer here. You dragged someone else's beer through a country concert.
I did my time. I paid my fine.
Actually, like they take recording movies very seriously. Yeah. But like you know how they have those scary FBI warnings at the beginning?
Yep.
I mean, you'd think if they had a hotline for that, because Hollywood cares so much about their money, don't you think they can make a fucking hotline for like some more important shit that goes on at
you'd think
establishments and corporations?
You'd think, but
no,
that's not where the money is.
Don't
See, that's
record
the thing,
Blade
is, like,
Runner, okay?
What's gonna lose more money? Oh yeah, if people don't go to the movies because pirating is common.
Yikes!
Yeah, but
that's my statement of the day.
Wow, we just
love it or leave it. You know?
Yeah, I know, Christina. We're gonna lose thousands of listeners.
All those bootleggers.
Yeah.
You know who bootlegs stuff is? People who listen to this podcast. They're gonna bootleg this podcast. And sell it on the black market.
They're gonna be like, ugh, who wants to listen to this without ads? I'm gonna record it only without ads and then sell it to people.
On mini Sony DVD-ROMs that you only have to put in a special container.
We dare you.
Go for it.
Go for it.
We're gonna be checking eBay.
Our lawyers that we don't have yet,
yes.
They're gonna be all over you.
They already are.
Oh, they already are.
Look behind you. No, not you, G. You're fine.
G was like, me?
Where?
You didn't do anything wrong. You've never done anything wrong.
Anyway, this has become the most chaotic episode, and I guess that's what happens.
We say that every week.
I know, but now we record in person that it feels like we don't have much of a hold on reality anymore.
Did we ever? Okay. Now it's time for challenge.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And theme. New theme. So what's our theme, Christina?
Okay, so I have a theme idea that actually came in today at 2 a.m. our time, so that's exciting. It's from Sarah. He's she, her. Thank you, Sarah. And Sarah says that she and her family are on a road trip to the Grand Canyon on Route 66. And she said, I thought it would be cool if you could review diners along Route 66.
Love it. Right? Love it. As someone who just drove along Route 66 for a bit, I was in Needles, California.
Oh.
I stopped there on my way back from L.A., nice Motel 6 or something.
Yeah.
America's Best Value Inn, I mean.
Love Needles, a good America's California. Best Value Inn.
So yes, I love that. I love that. I
cool.
Love that.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank and you, Sarah. If anybody out there has your favorite diner along Route 66, let us know.
Yes, send an email to beachhusseini@gmail.com. And my challenge comes from Sophie, who did not email us this morning, emailed us some months ago, said, I have a challenge idea that might be too hard, so feel free to adapt.
Fantastic.
But I thought it could be fun. I saw that and I'm like, that's the one. Let's make it difficult. But I do think this is doable without any changes. Find a negative review where the reviewer is friends or family with the owner or staff of said establishment.
Where the reviewer is friends or family with
yeah,
the owner.
So they're they're saying, owner. My son works here, or like, cause it, like staff or owner or something.
I see. Okay, like, got it. Yeah, I can definitely do that.
I think that could be lead to, it is a bit of a challenge and could lead to some fun
feeling,
times.
I have a feeling this will be good stuff. So, okay, great.
It.
Who is that from?
That's from Sophie, she, her.
Sophie. All right, well.
Thank you all. We're actually about to record a couple bonus things.
That's
so.
Right.
We're going to record Between You and Us. That'll come out next week on Monday, so look out for that. So in a few days, I mean, from now. And then patrons get a special April episode, which is about Easter.
Yay!
Even though it's after Easter, just like last month.
We always did do that. This.
But we have some fun reviews. So patreon.com/beachdosandy if you want to listen to our bonus episode for this month. And yeah,
that's it. We'll see you next week on Route 66.